good point, Joe, and remind me to come back to it because that is on the list of things I wanted to talk about when we get a little further in. I wanted to read one more verse on this same point, and it's a very hard verse because it talks about the same thing, about preparing in order to get to that point. This is in Proverbs chapter 30, and it's such a harsh word that the Spirit of God recorded here, and I want you to really see it because it's a direct, diametrically opposite of the idea of quiet, meek spirit. And it says here in Proverbs chapter 30, Proverbs chapter 30 is the musings of a guy who's sitting around and he's just pondering, you know, the abstract things of life. And he's, you know, kind of wondering. He says in verse 21, "For there are three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear." That's powerful. He's saying, man, there's some things, there's at least four things that the earth just can't really stomach, can't really get around it. He says, the first one is for a servant when he reigns. And you could think about that, you know, give a person who wants power and he gets it and he abuses it. He says, a fool when he's filled with meat. All right, thinking that all of it is. And then the third one is an odious woman when she is married. You see, if you're not cultivating it beforehand, you're bringing it into a marriage. And it's going to lead, and the earth can't bear it. The earth cannot bear it. Yeah, I appreciate that sigh, Alex. It's really powerful stuff when you think about it. It's that important to cultivate these attributes. Now the point that Joe made is so critical, and we're going to get to it in a little bit. Just want to go to another passage. We did 1 Peter 3. I want to go to one more passage where there's exhortation to women and young women. And we're going to see something that we also touched on yesterday. Let's go to the book of Titus, chapter 2. In Titus chapter 2, we get instruction for women, older women, younger women. And like, again, I said, you don't become this as an older woman. It is cultivated as a younger woman. He says in verse 3 that the older women, likewise, that they in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teacher of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. I'll skip the next two phrases because I'm really talking to unmarried women, but even for, well, there's some married women here, so we'll read it anyway. To love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I wanted to highlight some of these attributes. It says that these behaviors as becometh holiness, those that are sanctified, set apart to God. And then it says not false accusers. You know, one of the things that, you know, happens, and it seems to be more prevalent amongst women, at least in my small observation, is how women can get with each other because of what they think. what they think someone else said. And how it goes around and around and around. And she said, he said, and he says, not false accusers. It's a very interesting characteristic that he highlights here for women. And then he says, not given too much wine. No comment. but teachers of good things. Each of us, each of you, have an opportunity to do this, to grow and to develop so that you can then bring someone else along. So those who are more mature than or older than someone else who's younger, you can bring them along and teach them and being able to teach them. But I thought it was very interesting when he looked at the things that he says that you should teach to young women. The very first thing he says, to teach them to be sober. We talked about this yesterday with regard to young men. To be sober. To have your mind, your faculties in check. Don't let your mind wander and go all over the place. In fact, I forget where it is, but it talks about how in the last times there will be those who come in leading captive silly men, silly women. Right? We don't want to be silly women, easily led about. We want to be those who are sober, who have been training our minds to filter things through the Word of God and to be able to move in that way in our lives.
2 Timothy 3.
2 Timothy 3. Leading captive silly women, right? So I thought that was very interesting. So the same thing that we talked about yesterday for young men in terms of being sober, garrisoning in the mind, it's the same instruction for young women. Stop flitting and fletting about, oh, what's the latest fad, what's the latest thing, and who looks good, and all that foolishness. And be focused on the reality that I have a care for the things of God, caring for the things of the Lord's interest, and I'm working on cultivating character, not to attract a man, but to please the man. To please the man in glory, the Lord Jesus, to live for him. Because this is what he prizes. This is what God finds well-pleasing and acceptable.
Could I make a comment that this verse also points out, and I didn't come prepared for this, to be honest with you, in verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers. Something that jumps out to me that if we look at what this world, the system that we are talking about in contrast, the system today pressurizes women to think that you should not be thinking of the home, that your goal should be pursuing a career. And I see this, that as, again, the women can tell me this afterwards, you're under pressure to achieve and so forth. And many times, I'll tell you this right now, many times the girls in programs are doing very well and can do very well. But when you look at scripture, it says here to be keepers, to be homemakers. And the family, if you don't have an interest in really taking care of a family, and if you buy into the world's philosophy that's second rate, that's a problem. I really see that as a problem in our society, where women are being told that, you know, having a family and taking care of a family is not something that is something second rate. And I think that scripturally that's not correct.
Amen. I'd just like to add something. Going back to Proverbs 31, we see that the woman is really fearful in front of the Lord, and she works with all wisdom and with fear. So, and the only time that she opens her mouth in verse 26, she opens her mouth. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and upon her tongue is the law of kindness. And that's the only time that she opens her mouth in the whole chapter. So it's really to see how a woman should be discreet and be fearful in front of the Lord, knowing that all things are in control.
Mm-hmm.